The Three Secret Cities, Jack West Jr., Book 5. Written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. Jack West's plane shot across the sky faster than the speed of sound, rushing toward New York City. Known as the Sky Warrior, the plane was a Tupolev Tu-144, a Russian-made clone of the Concorde. It was sleek in the extreme, clad in black radar-absorbent material, and like the famous Concorde before it, it was fast. Really, really fast. Jack had acquired the Sky Warrior from an old enemy after his previous plane, his beloved 747, the Halicarnassus, had been destroyed during a desperate mission at Easter Island. Right now, flown by Jack's loyal pilot, Sky Monster, the dart-shaped plane was slicing through the air at Mach 1.5 at an altitude of 50,000 feet, far above commercial airliner routes. As a man who often ventured to some of the more remote corners of the globe, the bustling metropolis of New York City was not one of Jack's regular destinations, but right now he was in a hurry to get there. His haste was not just for his own reasons. It was also for the gentleman traveling with him, Mr. Anthony Michael Dominic de Saxe, known to the regular world as one of the richest men on Earth, a billionaire shipping and mining magnate, and the fourth member of his extremely old and aristocratic family to be appointed Marshal of France. But that was the regular world. In more shadowy circles, he was known as one of the four eternal kings who ruled the planet. Lord Hades, king of the underworld. Or at least, he used to be. Things had moved quickly for Jack and Hades after they had returned to Jack's home in the hours following the disastrous ending to the Great Games. That Jack had won the games was nothing short of historic, an achievement that would place him in an elite pantheon of heroes that included the mythic Greek warrior Hercules. Indeed, as Jack had discovered halfway through them, the games and their many diabolical challenges and prizes were the source of the myth of the 12 labors of Hercules. It was that very discovery that had proved crucial to his ultimate victory. Arriving back at his home in the vast Australian outback, all Jack had wanted to do was rest. He'd never chosen to go to the games. He'd been drugged and kidnapped, then forced to fight non-stop for his life for 2 days and nights, all the while wearing a Homer Simpson t-shirt and jeans. Honestly, now he just wanted to tend to his many wounds and sleep in his own bed for about a year. But that was not to be. First, his wife, Zoe, with her short blonde hair and bright blue eyes, had been waiting for him, freshly returned from her own investigative trip to the Mariana Trench, the deepest ocean trench on the planet. Seeing the Sky Warrior making its final approach to the farm's landing strip, Zoe had hurried out onto the tarmac to meet it.